morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Today is which day?
Friday, the 24th of July.
2015, and we are at the Auroville Radio for Off the Cuff.
And today joining us is a big crew. We have Antonio, we have Mira, we have Marissa, and we have Aisha, who have been working for the last week at the radio.
Why they are here first? I want to understand something. Why they are here, these guys? Hello, guys, by the way.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, thanks. So, what's up, Renu?
It's part of the community service, that's right. So what made you guys, let me ask you each, what made you guys choose the radio? And what were the other places you worked in?
Well, for me, personally, I want to become a journalist when I'm older. So I thought it would be a good opportunity if I worked here for a bit and saw how it actually worked and how it would be if I would become a journalist.
All right, cool. We'll come back to you and ask you how that experience went. Yeah. But let's ask Aisha.
I don't know, I guess I just picked it because I thought it would be fun to try something different. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. And you, Mira?
I thought the same, yeah, to pick and to kind of also learn because, I don't know, I never had an experience like this before. And maybe it might be something I'd like to do in the future and maybe not. So, just to have a small experience.
And Antonio?
First of all, there's AC.
This is good.
Then there's computers.
Yeah, good.
And it seems like the most interesting work to do.
Cool. Yeah.
So we have one future journalist. Why did you listen to radio, normally? Never you listen to radio. The new generation. You listen to radio?
No. I hate to admit it, but no.
No. Now you don't have radio. What you have a kind of mobile phone or iPad? What? How you listen?
Yeah, a phone.
Because
or laptop.
Light up. Oh. So did you listen now your own recording?
Yeah.
You see, so this is maybe the way.
So does the radio become more exciting now that you've listened to your own recordings and you can see the possibilities?
Yeah, it actually has.
And you actually understand how it works and how you do all the stuff to where it comes later on the net. So I found that really interesting.
Cool. I have a question about interesting things. So you've been, all of you, born in Auroville except Antonio, but you are here since quite a while. And so you have a deep experience about Auroville as a youth. And there is something that you would like to change, something that you would like to improve, something that you would like to add as a kind of things that are missing in Auroville. Or what is your perspective, your ideas about Auroville? Is it a nice place? Is, I don't know, whatever.
Well, I think that Auroville is a fantastic place to grow up for children, but there are some things that really make you unsure. For example, when at night it's like not safe for kids to go out, for women to go out and walk alone, which in the cities in Europe, it's not so you can go out more often. Which I find here would be much better if you could go out by yourself at night and just walk and know that you're safe. Mm. That's my perspective.
And a part of, let's say, this practical aspect, let's say about, is exciting being in Auroville as a kid and grow here, and you feel that it's better being here than in Europe or the opposite?
Yeah. Explain.
You've lived elsewhere as well, haven't you, Aisha?
Yeah.
Where, in Germany?
No, in France.
Oh, in France.
Okay, and you,
you speak French, so...
Yeah.
Antonio, he was living in Slovenia, no?
Yeah.
So, what the change have been... I mean, you have been happy about this change, or you were happier in Slovenia?
I don't know, I think Auroville is a good place to grow up when you're a kid. But then, like, now I feel bored here, I don't know, it's very small. There's only forest. I don't know.
The youth has a lot of freedom, but after it gets a bit limited and you don't have much to do anymore. And in other places, it's a bit more different. And so it might not be as free, but it might be a bit more.
The problem of the student life, no? That you have 16, 17, you want to move to meet a lot of people and stuff like that. Yeah. But if you do, suppose you want to become your journalist, we have a what kind of topic, by the way, you choose for the radio last time?
Good question.
Well, at one point, us three girls, we wanted to do something about clothing, about appropriate dressing in Auroville, And Antonio wasn't very into that subject, so we decided we would sort of split up. So he went by himself.
Yeah.
And we went to Future School and interviewed a few children there and one
students,
teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And asked them what they feel about it. And because they're trying to get it more into the school, the kids dress more appropriately because... Yeah. You see a lot of girls that go around
and
with like very open t-shirts and short shorts.
Mm. In a certain culture, so we should like respect the people around us and not be too provocative or, yeah, show too much.
Okay.
So what was the experience of going around with a microphone and asking these kind of questions? Because these are not such simple questions to answer. And how did that feel for you guys?
Well, I felt like a journalist when I was walking around with the mic. At first, when I first gave my first interview, I was quite nervous. I was sort of hesitating with my voice. I don't know if you heard that. But afterwards, it got like you felt really good about it. You were asking questions and you kind of got used
more
to
natural.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the people also feel more comfortable in answering as well.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, thank you very much to be with us.
Yeah, is there anything else you want to share?
No, I have another question. I would like to know if you have other topic in view at that. What is the difference between to have only a microphone or to have a video, a camera? Because the camera, you have the pictures. Is it more easy with a microphone to interview or that with video?
I think
because
you get more self-conscious with the camera.
The people will, exactly.
Without the camera.
Without the cameras.
With a little camera, they will be more self-conscious.
But
because you're videotaping them and then they feel like...
They'll be a bit awkward and they...
So the radio is interesting for that. You are more anonymous. It's only...
your voice.
Yes.
It's more intimate.
So if you have another topic for the future?
I don't think so. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, maybe how to do... how to make a drama, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
So anyway, we all hope that you guys will make use of the radio and come back and keep your interest in it and keep it alive.
Definitely,
and keep creating programs because it's actually all about you guys.
Maybe it will be the first time that they will listen off the cuff.
It's true. So we will have four listeners more.
Yeah, at least this is our topic. It was, it was 12 or 2. Okay, interesting. So another questions? We have no questions.
No questions.
You have no questions for us?
In the cuff?
No questions.
Off the cuff, the last group?
No.
You are the first one. You are the first guest of Off the Cuff. And thank you very much for participating.
And thank you. Andrea, Renu, and Miriam for like helping us in this experience and really... showing us how it was.
It was super fun for us.
Yeah,
thank you all
nice.
For coming and please come back.
We
please
will
make you sleep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cool. So on my agenda, the fellows are leaving our mega studios. And in our agenda, I have some more notes regarding do we have any news about the land, the water, anything that has been...
Some update about this
update,
topic.
Yes.
No, I don't know what's going to happen with the NTDA thing, and I don't know how the Resident Assembly Service is going to manage it, because now some people are saying, no, this is our job, is to anyway find ways to protect all of the land. And other people are saying, it needs to be, will the community be questioned? Who will be questioned? Now it looks like it may be the active Resident Assembly, which was a group that of people who volunteered during the whole retreat thing to show some interest in something. It was a little bit handpicked. So I don't know where that really is at in terms of how it's going to be decided finally in the end.
And we had a meeting regarding a presentation for the master plan, the Auroville Campus Initiative, last week, this presentation, and I think, Reno, you participated at least at the beginning. What is your perspective? What is your view about it?
I think it's a good initiative, and I think it's important for a lot of people to maybe get the whole historical perspective of the master plan. To tell you the truth, I did not participate. I participated on the online quiz. I don't know how well I did or not on that. I was sorry to say, I think it's important for people to be informed. I didn't feel so interested in, again, listening to everything I've kind of already heard. So
let's do it something less, talk less, sort of.
Yeah, sometimes we...
No, it's just that rehashing all the time, the past and da-da-da, I'm not sure that it helps us in understanding. I mean, it's necessary to have it in one's background, but... it's more about how we move forward that I'm interested in. So it was too static for me. Mm. Other than that, you know, the radio has been really busy. It's really good. We're clipping along. The students have been great.
Yeah, we had these 3 weeks of Future School Service Week. That is a great initiative that has been started by Angela. And now we have Cynthia that is taking over because Angela is 9 years after this project and is a little bit tired and also busy with other projects. So we believe that is a very important for the kids to have this kind of opportunity, especially at the beginning of a new experience with the new school. The Future School is a big change from transition school, so they may use the experience they make not only at the radio but all the services that are and also commercial unit, they are providing this opportunity for the kids to orient themselves a little bit better in the kind of thing they would like to do, because again maybe they have some idea and that is not the good idea to proceed in that thing, or maybe they are discovering something else, and then again it's important to have experience on the work side to be able to get a decision regarding your kind of study that you're gonna make it in Future School and also after Future School. So thank you very much to all the organizer and keep it up
for this program. It's great.
So this time, since we had guests, I forgot to make our request of donation. I'm very late. After 10 minutes of talking, nobody is going to listen. So we are going to lose money this time. And so our account is 2501369 in financial service, otherwise auroville.radio.org/donate.
And thank you for all of your contributions and your efforts. It helps keep the radio alive. It's looking like we're getting more into a direction. Christine is also back, so we're going to do a little bit of a wrap-up of the SWOT work we had done earlier last year. September, we plan to restart the fundraising. Yes. Maybe we will have a fundraising event in
Kalabumi. We will have it, absolutely. We try to organize something in Kalabumi. Maybe if we can share this kind of fundraising with event, not only for the radio, but invite other person or other services that are looking for support in that night or evening, whatever.
To join together and make a coordinated effort in how one could fund services that would like to function in Auroville a little bit better. So that's definitely exciting. Also, I'd like to say that the radio has been wonderful for a lot of volunteers, people who are not, you know, who might have some skill and who are here for short times. We've been getting some really good programming coming out and interesting support from people either through journalism or working on the computers or software, whatever it is. And I think it's been interesting for us, and I think it's also interesting for them to immediately come and be part of something.
Absolutely. It's. I think that is the kind of opportunity Auroville should provide to ourselves as Aurovillian and also people that comes to visit, because finally to be part of this family you have to participate and do the thing. So not just a nice presentation that are also useful, but just make them integrate in farms or services, or and then it will help Auroville somehow to grow.
Yeah, exactly. It feels really good to have all of this infrastructure that has been built up over the years of the radio and making it accessible to people like that and seeing what potential they have and how they make it grow.
Absolutely.
So that's really fun.
Okay, so I think we can close this number. It's a special number issue with Mira, Antonio, and Marissa and Ayesha that were participating at the service week. This time they participated also our off-the-cuff issue. Maybe Wazo want to close in German or Spanish?
I don't know. I was listening to your guys. I was completely overwhelmed. So after this experience with the kids. So, okay, but we can say that there is the topic of the water board that we will speak later. The topic of the sludge that have to be look again. There is the problem of the finance have to be looked. The problem of course, public service finance, all the... There is a lot of stuff, guys, so I think it's better to postpone.
The general austerity.
Yeah, general austerity, the difficulty to finish the end of the month, the beginning of the month and the middle of the month, anyway. So there is many stuff like that. But in one way, we need to keep the samatha positive, the equanimity. And anyway, there is different voices in radio, so there is sometimes some blah blah down, sometimes it's up. Today it was fun, full of feature, with a future journalist coming. So very interesting. We know that the radio has another approach than the video. So they have a way to get some intimacy, some secret point of view. So it's a good news for the radio, in
very
fact.
Very much.
No?
In fact, the radio is still growing.
Because I'm doing a video, I know the difference between so in the end, I can say we know many things, but finally, in the end of the day,
we know nothing.
Nothing.
Ni prescos gavo, ni
bubu. Pas caravan de gambal.
Per calo.